back one word. What we're going to do is we're going to try to go line by line, because we're going to try to combine what's in Roden-Bridge Trust and what's in Roden-Bridge onto one
spreadsheet,
which Jim's going to have here. And if we start with expenditures and we start with salary, what number did we stick there?
We put 2.2.
Tentatively. Okay.
2.2 total combined.
And you've got, did you have any salaries in yours over there, Danny, by the way?
Yep.
Are you looking at this?
What were your salary totals?
I don't have any. I've got in just the...
Because I've got them here in the R&B.
Well,
they rotate them back and forth.
Okay, right. Let's go to office expense.
Sorry?
Danny, office expense. The first line says,
legal notices?
On here, it doesn't have any. Okay, so it'll all come off of yours, Dan.
Okay, it says office expense, $1,000.
Okay,
next. For what? Legal notices?
Legal notices, tax sale.
Okay, move on.
Postage, $200.
Okay.
Freights, supplies and freights, $7,500.
Okay.
Let me get a line here. Let me get something to run down through here so I can tell you faster. Telephone, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Publications, $300. Software, $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want me to go ahead and use the ones that got zero?
Each line, yeah.
Computer software, zero. Miscellaneous, zero. Total office expense, 26.5.
Correct. That's what I got.
That's what I got.
Okay. Equipment, we're going to write on down?
Hold on just a minute. Okay, and on equipment. I'm there.
Hand tools, 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it. Why is that?
Okay, on equipment here, projected for 2012 is zero. But in 2011, we approved 3,500 in that line. And you had any in your line in 2011?
Hand tools?
Hand tools. I only had projected 1,000.
Equipment. Well,
hand tools is a sub of an equipment expense. We had 470,000 in equipment.
470,500.
Well, but that came off that budget. It didn't come off this budget.
Right.
Okay. In this budget, I've got one $3,500 request, and that was. Are we in equipment?
Yes. What was what line item was equipment? What line item was $3,500, Ron?
245-30-001.
Hand tools. You got a hand tools request there.
Yeah, and it's got
245-30. You don't have 245 there.
We have 250-30-001.
Okay, same thing. So, what amount do we want to go with there?
$2,000.
Okay, move on.
What? That's the reason I asked what. What hand tools have you got? Is that gloves and things like that? Or maybe it is. I don't know. Hey, equipment repair.
Screwdrivers.
One.
Rake.
$150.
Uh-huh.
Office equipment, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle maintenance,
$100,000.
Mm-hmm. Our vehicle maintenance, let's see, is that just $100,000? Let's see, truck tarps, zero.
Yeah.
Equipment purchase, $200,000.
Mm-hmm. We're just writing the numbers down first, Ron. We're not debating the numbers.
Safety equipment, $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
GIS mapping, $10,000. Carpentry division, $500.
Total?
Total is what it says.
How much total?
My total number is $470,500.
That's what I've got.
That's it.
We're dropping down to training and mileage.
Training and mileage. Mileage, $200.
Mm-hmm.
Training, $200.
Yep.
$400 is total.
Okay.
So loggers.
Hold on. Let's talk about training. If we're going to send our guys to training, this is no money. Yes, sir.
We sent our guys to training. I wonder where that money went.
So right here it says that we expended X amount of dollars.
I show a $38.32 what we've expended so far.
Yes.
We sent our guys to, what, Kansas City or Springfield or something like that?
Yes.
We need to put a real number in there.
Yes.
I would think at least $1,000 in each line item, but that's just me.
I'm all for that, but my point is, it ain't there. Let's add it. Okay?
That's
it's not
fine.
Spent unless we approve it.
Yeah. What do they do? Do we pay people to come to snow rodeos and things like
no,
that?
No, that's free.
It's all free?
Yeah. We
training is this other stuff that they went to Kansas City.
Yeah.
For. All right. I'm all right with it. You want $1,000 a
piece? $1,000 each.
Yeah, I would like to do $1,000 each. Just because it was so...
$1,000 each.
Okay.
So it would be 2,400?
No.
$2,000. I'm just going to go with 2,000.
You were working the system.
Working the system. Yeah. All right. Down to other expense. Is that where you're going?
Yes, sir.
Loggers, 265.
Oh, just log.
Time out. I had that line item. We budgeted 250. We're on pace to do 250, looks like, or so. We're not adding any employees, but yet it went up by 15,000.
We do any pay increases, it's going to go up.
I understand, but you just want to leave that number for now?
No, I don't want to do whatever you guys say. I'm just telling
you. I was pointing out where there's a $15,000 increase with no personnel change.
That's what it is. If we increase salaries, it's going to go up.
Let's leave it at 265. The next line is fine.
Workman's comp, 175.
Uh-huh.
Unemployment, 25.
Uh-huh.
Others, RBT. Others, other insurance?
Yes.
So what we got?
Yes.
And I got zero.
Okay.
Child support, zero. Road strapping, 40.
Yep.
Health care, zero. Is that in some other line?
Keep going.
Keep going. That's the flex plan. That's the flex plan.
I know, but I mean, does he have to list it in this?
I'm going to come back.
Okay. Hartford, zero. MetLife, zero. 250 and vision care. No, I'm a line off. Bond.
Bond is 250.
Bond is 250.
But zero vision care, right?
Yeah, everything's zero.
Okay.
Is insurance liability, 80,000.
Okay.
Insurance property fire, 25,000. Insurance vehicle, 70,000.
Okay.
Permits, recording fee, 1,000. Service charges, 5,000. Buildings and grounds, 25,000. Signs, 20,000. Subcontracting, zero. Title fee is 100. Personal property, 8,000. Property purchase, zero. Road sharing cities, zero. Transfer to county insured, 25,000.
Time out.
Well, it better be. It's the bottom of the zip code. What do you guys got different than that?
Nothing so far.
You're not
done yet, right?
No, that's just that page.
Yeah. My question was county insured. Now, let's go back to that. Wherever that is.
So the county insured would be in revenue, so we have to go back to the revenue page.
I think county insured would be in GCR.
Transfer to county insured.
Okay, that's 104, isn't it? No. Let's see where we put that.
I thought he had a separate fund. I don't see it first off in the other expense. A separate fund for county insured, which I asked
he
him
did.
To see what it was.
It's 105, but it doesn't have any revenues in that. He only has expenses. All revenues should show up in the revenues tab.
No, 105 is fringe benefits.
Well, that's county insured. That would be the revenues of that.
He had another.
Here it is. No.
I think it, here it is, 600.
Why would it go to 600? That's not GCR.
600 is Taney County Budget County Insured, it says. And he shows
10,000 coming in. Is that right?
He shows no. 20,000 requests coming in.
I'm confused about this.
Is it a different revenue stream you got there? That's
so he's showing revenue coming into a department 600.
Okay, right here it says transfer. Let's see. Return sentence. Transfer to county insured, 25,000. It says RNBT transfers in
20,000.
So it's 5,000 less than what he's saying that he's transferring out. And down at the bottom, however, under expenditures, he says RBT expenditures Delta Dental 5. So that's the other 5. What is this?
Here's my question. Where do we pay insurance out of?
Well, these are budgeted expenses right here.
But they're also budgeted revenues. Why wouldn't the revenues come into GCR revenues?
No, they're revenues and they are expenditures. It's both that he set up in this.
For administrative fees.
I mean, personally, this might be a great time to talk to Don. Well, I don't think we need this at all. I think that if we have bills that are due out of Road and Bridge, pay them out of Road and Bridge. If we have dues that are paid out of, because, you know, oh, it's far easier to transfer them all in than to pay them all out. Well, unfortunately.
Can you pause this for a second?